Hello, friends, and welcome to The Mailbag. My name is Drew Doherty with DP Sidhu. We're answering your questions that came in via Facebook this week. And as you might have guessed, there was a mountain of mail concerning this one topic. And we start with Louis Flores. He asks, when do you think I'll get my next free Texans slush? Just joking. That's a good question, Louis, and I think it happens this Tuesday. That was not the big question. The big question...
Oh, literally, like, when does he get it?
Yeah, it'll be Tuesday. I think the Texans beat the Rams. But the big question was a variation of Matt Schaub in the quarterback position. So we're going to take one from Wade Elkins, and he says, are the backup quarterbacks taking more reps in practice this week? If so, does that diminish Matt Schaub's already weakened confidence level? Thanks for sending that in, Wade. The backup quarterbacks are not taking more reps in practice because Schaub is going to start. In the NFL, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, when you practice, the starting quarterback gets about 80% of the reps and works with the other starters because you want all those guys in unison.
Our next question comes from Chuck Andrews. With Shiloh Kao playing good ball, do you think the Texans regret signing Ed Reed, who's not 100%, instead of spending that money on a veteran O-lineman? That's a good question, Chuck. But nobody could have foreseen how many O-linemen were going to go down. I don't think there's any regrets concerning him right now. Wade Smith says he's not quite 100%, but he's definitely getting there, and they're expecting big things from him. And what he does is he takes away the middle of the field. All these opposing quarterbacks, they've got their eye on where Ed Reed's going to be during the game. And as the season progresses, they hope to see more from him.
Yeah, it's still very early. He's still getting into shape. I think Ed Reed is going to do some great things for this team. And already you've seen other teams not testing the middle of the field with him in there.
And our final question, Vanessa Figueroa. With Owen Daniels out, will the Texans use DeAndre Hopkins more against the Rams? It seems like he only comes in on the fourth quarter and gets a few chances to catch the ball. Well, Vanessa, that's a great question. I think that the Texans are absolutely wanting to use more DeAndre Hopkins with or without Owen Daniels in the picture. But with Owen out, you will see more Garrett Graham, who's done fantastic this year. He's already got 3 touchdowns on the year, same as Owen. And you'll see more Ryan Griffin, who the rookie tight end, he looked really, really good in camp, but you'll see him coming in as well and having a bigger role.
Yeah, I think you'll try to see the Texans try to integrate Hopkins as much as they can. He's got the only touchdown from the wide receiver core this year. 3 for Graham, 3 for Owen Daniels, and 1 for Arian Foster. So, yeah, I think Hopkins is definitely in the mix. Now, the question of the week that gets the $50 in Texas Lottery scratch-offs goes to Vanessa. Congratulations, Vanessa. Thanks for sending those questions. For DP, I'm Drew. We'll see you next time.